There's a lot of waiting and hoping at airports. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A nasty storm from the Midwest to the Northeast has canceled 3,300 flights. Almost 6,000 more are delayed, like this woman's in Philadelphia.
And we are hoping that it doesn't get delayed further because then we'll miss our connecting flight from Dallas.
It's also frigid. Wind chill warnings from Montana to Texas to New York. Fox Weather's Mitty Hicks is in Minneapolis.
You walk outside and it just punches you in the face. It's currently negative 11 degrees, but when you factor in that wind chill, it feels more like negative 33 degrees. Now, the National Weather Service is urging people to stay off the roads today.
There are just two shopping days left till Christmas, and retailers hope we do a lot of last-minute buying. After a new government report just out shows consumer spending rose last month barely, 0.1%. One bright spot, a key inflation gauge tracked by the Federal Reserve eased to a 5.5% price increase over last year. Many Republicans will vote no, but the House is expected today to join the Senate approving a $1.7 trillion bill to fund the government through September.
It took a lot for the Senate to pass the bill, but the Senate closes out 2022 funding the government through next September. House Republicans are warning they will not tolerate another process like this again when they seize the majority in January.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Former President Trump is again calling the Democrat-led House Committee investigation into last year's Capitol riot a witch hunt, days after those lawmakers recommended he be charged criminally.
Former President Donald Trump failed to stop his supporters from attacking the Capitol and criminally engaged in a, quote, multi-part conspiracy to overturn the 2020 presidential election, according to the final January 6 report. The report details accusations the former president and his allies engaged with state lawmakers or election administrators at least 200 times in an effort to overturn election results.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Sam Bankman-Fried has been freed. After being mobbed by reporters outside a New York City court.
What do you say to your investors who've lost so much?
To face charges in a now infamous cryptocurrency fraud case.
Sam Bankman-Fried was back in the U.S. as of Thursday, appearing before a federal judge in New York City on charges of fraud relating to collapse of cryptocurrency exchange FTX, on which SBF, as people call him, once bragged billions of dollars were exchanged. He and his family have now put up enough cash and collateral to pay an ordered $250 million in bail money, and he's now confined to his parents' $4 million home on the edge of Stanford's campus in Palo Alto, California. He can leave only for doctor appointments and substance abuse counseling. Eben Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed ahead of today's trading. On Thursday Night Football, Jacksonville beat the New York Jets 19-3. A lot of Americans have a lot of decorations up for Christmas, as you've seen. Some really have big, extravagant light displays. One house in Kentucky, though, has one that made one of the neighbors nervous, calling police to report some suspicious activity outside. Fox's John Saucier.
If you've ever seen the movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, no doubt you remember this guy.
Have you got a kiss for me? Eh, you better take a rain check on that, Art. He's got lip fungus ain't identified yet.
Cousin Eddie, played by Randy Quaid, the half-drunk, fully imposing family member, was seen in mannequin form in a front yard in Shepherdsville. This display featured Cousin Eddie in a robe, a hat, holding a beer, a cigar, and a hose. Police called to the scene, got some pics and some good laughs, too. The homeowner said she decided to put up the display from her favorite Christmas movie to have a little fun.
The 1-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
Oh, God.
Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
That it is, Edward. That it is indeed. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.